There's just so much more to hear.
Download our podcasts at DubaiEye1038.com.
It's 25 past six. You're listening to Drive Live with Tim and NL Team. We're going to cross over to Mumbai. Our reporter Rebecca Bundon is there. Rebecca, good to hear from you.
Thanks, Natalie.
We're going to start with a topic that we've been covering in the news here as well, Rebecca. This is about the protests in India. They've taken place following the rape and murder of an 8-year-old girl in Kashmir. Obviously, this has led to an outcry about the problem of rape in the country. So just how big have these protests been, Rebecca?
We've seen thousands of people taking to the streets across different parts of India, the major cities and elsewhere. This is really a story that's attracted a lot of attention and outrage in India. We've seen everybody reacting to this, talking about it, Bollywood stars, to people on the streets, the concerns about how something like this could happen in India, and also criticism over the reaction on the part of the government that perhaps they were slow to react to the case. So there have been these widespread demonstrations, and these are some of the biggest demonstrations on this kind of issue since the 2012 case where a female student was raped and later died on a bus in Delhi. This has raised questions about issues of women's safety in India. Other cases have come to light following this. So there have been these very angry reactions and demands that more needs to be done. It also has become political with elections coming up next year. This outrage that is actually being, a lot of it is being targeted towards the government. People are saying they want a rape-free India, action has to be taken, and just sort of questions asked about whether enough has been done over the years to try to improve women's safety in India, and that's what's really being talked about at the moment.
Rebecca, the Indian Prime Minister Narendra Modi is in London at the moment. He's met the Prime Minister Theresa May. He's met Prince Charles. Also expected to meet the Queen.
Yes, indeed. So he met Theresa May at 10 Downing Street today. This is his second visit to the UK in 3 years. So there's really this strengthening of ties going on between the UK and India. They've discussed various issues, including counter-terrorism. Also, there have been some a tech deal that's been signed as well. He also met Prince Charles at the Science Museum too. He's also due to attend the Commonwealth Heads of Government meeting during this visit to the UK. He's just been in Sweden as well before that. So he's going to this meeting, and he's actually the first Prime Minister that will attend one of these meetings in almost a decade. So that's seen as quite significant. Also, given Brexit and everything that's going on, this is also really an opportunity for India perhaps to capitalise on building these bilateral trade ties, as the UK will be looking to partner more with other countries outside of Europe ahead of Brexit and post-Brexit, of course.
And Rebecca, the final story you have for us today, quite an outlandish claim has been made by an Indian chief minister about the internet being invented thousands of years ago in India.
Yes, this is a chief minister in the northeast of the country, Biplab Deb, and he made these comments at a public function. He quite seriously said that there's evidence that the internet was in fact invented by Indians thousands of years ago. He refers to this ancient Hindu epic called the Mahabharata to try and prove this point. An example in there where there's communication that he says could only have taken place with the use of the internet and satellites. But this has really been trending on Twitter. Obviously, Indians have been making a lot of jokes about this. But it's not the first time that claims have been made by the government. Narendra Modi, at an event a couple of years ago, told doctors at a Mumbai hospital that plastic surgery was something that was used in ancient India. So it's not the first example of its kind.
Interesting nonetheless, though. Rebecca Bundon is in Mumbai. Thank you for joining us.
Thanks.
There's just so much more to hear.
Download our podcasts at DubaiEye1038.com.